Hey, Cleaning Nation, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We've got a special new and improved intro. For the first time in 3 years, we're doing an open to the public live event. It is limited to 12 amazing owners of cleaning companies that are doing six figures and want to do seven. You cannot sign up. You have to only get a call and see if you're a fit. But if you want info, growmycleaningcompany.com/live, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. If you would like info on hanging out with me, my bride, 11 other six-figure entrepreneurs who want to do seven, and get the entire clean profit method to the best of my abilities in just about 3 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Spencer Ward. This dude is, I won't say one of my longest standing, because he, you know, for those of you on the video, he looks young. I think dude's lost a little weight. He's clean shaven, his skin's aglow. Spencer looks literally, I bet you look as young. It's so funny. The reason we're doing this is he came to my first live event, and we're doing a live event now. So I thought he and I could come on and BS about it. But you were at a different live event, and I had a picture with you, and I just saw that picture. I'm like, and you look so young. And now I'm looking at you now. I'm like, I might have to look up that picture and see how close they go. But anyway, so Spence, when we met, can I share general numbers? Is that okay or not cool? Man. If you don't like it, tell me, and we'll go back and edit it out.
Nothing's off limits.
Whoa, this is just got real.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, hold on. So Spencer's address, let's start there. Then we'll go pin number, and we'll work our way to more intimate from that. So Spence, when he first came, it was my first live event. I was half an idiot about running an event. Spence was half an idiot about running a company, and now we're both full idiots. So it's come full circle. But gosh, I think you had just grown a bunch top line, and you were like doing 300-400, something like that. Yep. And, but the profit was either this flat or going down. I can't remember. Right. And I'll let you share your experience from that. And then now, I mean, I know you're way over a million and profit is way up. So that was first event was revenue going up, profit staying flat or down, Spencer feeling not great about things, but not having an exact why is my experience. I'm going to have Spencer share the same story from his side of the perspective. Then once he became a client, I feel like a year after, maybe 2 years after, we did an event in Vegas that was invite only, like, you know, for just a millionaire masterminds. And your revenue had kept going up and we'd gotten your profit up some, but it was still like 10% and you wanted to double your revenue. I'm like, let's just double your profit. Mm-hmm. And then we can grow. And I think since then you've doubled the profit and then probably doubled your revenue, which mm-hmm. if you know math a little bit, that's 4x-ing the profit, which is so much sexier than just doubling and keep making more revenue, but not more profit. So that's my way. And it's been 4 years, Spence. Is that fair?
From total time with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think we're coming up on what, six or
no? Now. Good
I think
Lord.
What? 2017, I think. I think what wasn't it your first live event?
I don't maybe if you say so. So we got 6 years. Okay. So yeah. More than 4 years, maybe six, yeah. Probably less than seven. We should count kids because I forget how many kids you true. Had.
It's true.
When we spent every time Spencer's had a couple since we've at least one. Anyway.
At least two, no, I think.
So yeah, that's brief over. I would love to hear just when you came to the event, how you felt, what your fears were, just whatever you want to share with the folks. I'm dying to hear.
Well, yeah, So everything you said was correct. I was excited, you know, because before I joined up with you, I was, you know, I just got done with a bunch of growth. I was thinking, you know, all these car dealerships I was picking up, I was thinking, oh, this is a cool little. Before I knew about niches, I'm thinking, oh, this is a cool little thing I'm doing here, getting a bunch of car dealerships and picking up some business. And I'm like thinking, oh, this is fun, getting all this money coming in. And then all along the way, I'm thinking, where's this extra money though that I thought was supposed to be staying in my pocket? And that wasn't coming. And I came across Mike. I think I was one of the rare guys that didn't come across you through the podcast. I came across you on your YouTube channel and I started looking into you that way. I came to your live event, went through some of your modules at that point as well. And realized after going through that kind of stuff that my numbers were wrong. Even realized that one of my car dealerships, I was paying them $500 a month to service them.
for the privilege of cleaning.
Yeah. So that was
in car dealerships. They're so good at negotiating. They got you, buddy.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking I'm over here just making money. And, you know, in reality, yeah, I'm paying them $500 a month. So, yeah, I raise up prices, you know, lose some and keep some, and but profits go up. And, flash forward, you know, 2 years, like you said, in Vegas, for a long time, even until last year, really, it was just all top mind for me. It was very vanity driven.
Top line being total revenue, not net profit. So as long as, and exactly. We get that, especially when it comes to that $1 million, I got to hit a million, but anyway,
go exactly. Ahead. Exactly. And everyone, you know, I think are some of our mindset coaches, what they say, it's you want to hit $1 million because you think you're going to feel a certain way when you get to that point. And when you get there, you're like, oh, yeah, cool. And then if you're not at the bottom line revenue, your net revenue, you don't feel good at all at that point. So anyways, we get there in Vegas and I'm still not at maybe the 20%. And there's pretty much two key accounts that were keeping me from it. Raise those things up. I think I lost one of them and still, but my net profits went up. So I still have more money coming in, even though I lost a customer, a decent sized customer. So life is still good. And flash forward again to today. I'm 4 times the size as I was when I started with you, over the 20% net profit mark. And that's all I care about. I don't care about the top line, you know, gross revenue anymore. Like that will come. It just, following the systems that you laid out for us and keep tweaking things and just letting the core values run the company, but just focusing on the bottom line is where I'm focused at now. So that's what's sexy to me.
So two things. One, we haven't talked time and I don't remember it because obviously, I don't follow you around. So what was your schedule like? Kind of that first event, how many hours a week were you working? And then how about Vegas, kind of the midpoint, it feels like, give or take, and then like now?
Oh, the first event, man, I was running, just full throttle. I was doing everything. I was the laundry guy, I was the repair guy, I was everything to the whole business. Meanwhile, I was still a licensed commercial real estate guy on the side.
I remember you were, but I forgot that you were trying to do that part time while you're running your cleaning company.
Yeah. And I prematurely hired a full time manager where I didn't have, and especially with not having my bottom line numbers at 20%, wasn't even near, where I should have been to afford something like that. I took a hit, a little bit, and I'll be honest with you, I took on a little debt because I wasn't smart on how I ran things. So people out there listening, like, don't be in a hurry to hire managers. Don't be in a hurry to do that kind of stuff when you're so small,
Especially when systems and processes can replace 80% exactly. of managers or a little chunk of this, like, you can hire somebody to answer your phones for $200-$300 a month. You can hire a VA for $500 to $2,500 a month that can do this. You can hire a scheduler for $300 a month. You can hire, you can really, if you really get clear on what they want, you can hire a bookkeeper for $200 to $800 a month, depending on what, what kind of complexity you have. Yeah. So.
And we'll get to that part too, because that's coming towards the end of this one. we'll talk about that. That'd be good.
So when you first started, revenue was going up. Profit was probably going down, if I remember right.
Yep.
And you were working, and I forget what you're doing, $300-$400 grand a year, and you were working all the time. So even if I could have magically waved a magic wand and given you another $800,000 in contracts or whatever you have now, it would have killed you, not helped you, and you probably wouldn't have made money. Then you get to the point, I think, where you were in Vegas, where it feels like you were working way less. So you finally kind of got control of your business, but the profitability was still better than it was before, but not where it should be. Is that, am I remembering wrong?
Yeah, you're exactly right. After that first, very first event with you, I dove straight in, way back then I was, a one-on-one client with you, which doesn't exist anymore. But I just dove straight in and I worked hours every day, just putting in all these systems in place and making sure I did all that work now so I could save myself all this work later. And yeah, I did have those systems in place by Vegas, and things were running smoother. And by that time, yeah, my workload was probably less than half of what I was at when I first met you at that point.
So profit was probably double, I'd imagine, because you were larger in revenue, larger in profit percentage. So half the time, double the profit. Good. Yeah. So what was it about the event? Because that's what I want. That's the reason I want to get you. I mean, I think Spencer's been on the podcast before, but today there's something magic. Because just so you guys know, our typical process is a 9-week deal. We have myself, paid traffic coaches, mindset coaches, Lindsay, customer support. Like, we have a whole like system, which is great. But we can only do so many people in that at a time. And it's not cheap. And not that the event's cheap, but it's cheaper. And it takes 9 weeks. And just some people, I think everyone needs that. But some people are like, I want result. You know, some people, I'm an event guy. I like, there's something for me. I want to be in the room. But I have a hard time articulating. Well, it doesn't matter what I think. I wanted to get your, so what was different, Spencer, for you? Why was being in the room different than kind of some other format of you? Because you tried before. It's not like you're dumb. You've been to an event. Like, it's not like you were just, you know, sitting at home doing nothing. You're already on Facebook and YouTube and you're trying to get some stuff. What was different about online training versus physically being there?
You know, growing up, and I've always been an athlete. I've always been on different teams. So I love the camaraderie of,
and this doesn't have nothing to do with nothing, but we're going to bring it up because I'm so proud of you. And for those of you who can't see the video, and even though you can, since Spencer's sitting, so you can't tell, he's a former mountain of a man. what are you, like 6'6"?
6'4".
6'4". Yeah. Okay. I played basketball and felt like six. I'm 6 foot. He felt there's a shadow. I'll just put it that way. And you said I can ask you anything. So I'm so proud of you. I'm going to ask, what was your weight at your peak and what you down to, Spencer? Used to be a mountain of a man. Now he's just a big dude.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Well, let's start it this way. I got married at 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was how many years ago?
15. Life happened. Stress happened.
Babies happened. You gained some of that baby weight.
Baby, yeah. I had a lot of baby weight. I literally let another 110 pounds get on me.
Jiminy Christmas.
And now I'm down over 70 pounds.
God bless America. So anyway, just that has nothing to do. I wish I could claim anything. I have nothing to do with that other than just being proud of my friend Spencer. So
don't do that. You know, don't follow in my footsteps. So you guys and gals out there. So
yeah, just funny. I haven't seen him in a bit. We box a lot. And I sound like, man, you look good. Even Jared was on the call for a second. He's like, you look young. All right. That's nothing to do with you guys. So I'm just proud of Spencer wanting to give a chance to brag in front of Clean Nation. Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show. Yeah, what was different about the event for you that made... Because it's not that you didn't have knowledge or you didn't want to change or you weren't working hard, but something magic happened when you showed up. I'm dying to hear from myself.
Yeah, you find similar people, just like you do on a sports team. You find similar people trying to accomplish the same goal. And you see people that are maybe a further ahead than you are, maybe and people that are, you know, have different skills than you do. And you come together and you help each other in a way. And it's just, I don't know, I love that. Like I said before, that camaraderie, because you really have that empowerment between Mike coaching you and his staff coaching you and just meeting good people around you. And then you also have that support network because you're getting each other's email addresses and phone numbers, and you get to be able to talk to each other offline after the event too, and ask each other questions and stuff too. So it's, you have some accountability partners at that point too, along with Mike and his staff. So That's for me, that was key to have that camaraderie.
So, and we just from my side, I love kind of going back in time and telling from my recollection, from my perspective and hearing Spencer's, that first event we just did at a coffee shop that I liked, where I went to get stuff done. I thought it'd be cool to get stuff done. We rented its own little private room. It was a cool space. There's nothing wrong with it, but it was just, we did it during the day and then we went home at 5 and came back the next day and did that 2-3 days or whatever it was. I know because I have a picture that we did an event at a mansion. And for me, that changed a lot because there's something for me, and I want to hear, again, I have a different experience. From my perspective, just seeing everybody talking and having fun, like, I don't know how many friends you still have from that event. And again, to be fair, it was 6 years ago. But I looked at the pictures of where you're at, and I still remember some of those people and still talk to them. I see you doing it. So was it that for me, it was game changing to like live in the mansion was fun and sexy, but it was just the living together for 3 days as opposed to we're going to come to this thing and then leave at night. Was that as big a deal for you, or is it just something I'm making up?
No, that was fine. Besides, you know, Mike trying to give me the crappiest accommodations he possibly could.
Not trying. I did.
If there was a shed out back with a cot, that was going to be mine for the most part.
I forget how we started that. The first event that I can recall where it started was you got a bunk bed because everyone else was married or had a partner and you were by yourself. Yeah, and there's two single guys. So I put you in the bunk bed and
it was like 6'9".
6'6". Yeah, he was taller than you by like a good 2-3 inches. And yeah. And I remember him was like, did you sleep on the top bunk? Because I'm like, I think so.
No, he was on top bunk.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm not going to let you sleep above me, dude.
It was like the movie Elf, him hanging off the
and Spencer just beat. Yeah. So, and then ever since then, and then I forget in Toronto event, we had, that was just a Millionaire Mastermind event. It wasn't even us. I'd even tried that. Whoever the thing was had taken the mattress off the bed and Spencer went to jump on it. It was just a box spring, or was it just nothing? I forget what it was like.
It was made up like a bed. It was just a box spring.
Yeah. And we didn't even pick that room for, like, that was just like before then we'd always busted his chops by giving him, like, not when his wife came, we take care of Callie. So when Callie's there, he gets a good room, but it was just him. We always try to give him a hard time with a bad room. And then, somehow the energy of the universe picked up on that and he got the bad room. Even in Toronto, we didn't try to. So yeah, come to the room, let Mike abuse you because he likes you. So what was different for you, or was it different when we kind of lived together and you met? Because I look back and I'm like, I remember those people. I'm still like friends on Facebook. I still connect. But again, it's different coach. What about you for the, like, have you made friends? Did that make a difference, or was it the same as the first
time? No, it's fun because you had the back, there was a few cool ones. Obviously, there's, all of them pretty cool. But, there's that back at courtyard area. There were some with pools. There were some that you just could go out and hang out with each other. You could go. There was some that had basketball courts, so you could shoot hoops with each other. There was, you could just sit around the living room and just talk. And, it was more intimate that you could just chill, where, sometimes hotels, you had the little lobby that you can chat in and then you go to your separate rooms. But I don't know, living in that type of environment, it is a little more intimate that you just feel more at home and more relaxed. And I just think that, it was more fun.
So I want to wrap with kind of finishing your story. And by the way, guys, we're doing this. I don't know that we're going to do another live event. I just did this one kind of because I got a wild hair. First one we've done open to the pod. I looked, it's been 3 years since I've done one of these for Next Level or Millionaire Mastermind. So kind of open to whomever. First time in 3 years. And this is probably the last one. Just so you guys know, I handpick everyone. We only take 12, but I might have to do 40, 50 calls to pick the 12 that are going to be here. It's a huge pain in my butt. So we're probably not doing another one for a while. So if you want a live event, this is the chance. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com/live. And you got to get on a call with me to just make sure it's a good fit. The bank can help. And we want to have you as part of our little party. So that said, I'll let you finish however you want, but finish the story of kind of where you're at now. And then if there's anything to someone who's like, I like the idea of a live event, but I'm afraid, or I'm going to have to meet new people, or I don't want to get in a plane, or I can't be away from my business. Speak to them, finish your story. I will sit and silently see what's going on with you.
All right. Well, to finish the story, from starting and not really knowing where I was, where my numbers were, hiring a manager prematurely to now, now I'm over a 7-digit a year business. But more importantly, my bottom line numbers are, well over 20%, which is super sexy.
Yes, it is, buddy. When you get seven figures at 20%+ profits, stuff gets real.
Yeah. I do not have a full-time manager. I do not. I have a part-time director of client happiness. I have a few VAs that are strategically hired to do tasks. Broken down tasks. They aren't hired with a title. They're just hired to do tasks. So that is running my business so much better and so much more efficiently than a full-time manager I had in the past, trying to do a jack of all trades type of thing. So keep that in your minds because that is huge. Where it comes to,
and what's your schedule? What kind of hours are you putting in?
Oh, you know, Mike will batter me on this sometimes because sometimes I work just because I want to work. Other than that, I don't have to work. You know, I just got back from a 7-day cruise and I literally got back and there was really nothing for me to do. Mm-hmm. I checked my email once a day while I was on the cruise just to make sure I was up to date on stuff. But really I keep track of the sales stuff. I like to do that because that's something I enjoy. Eventually I'll get, you know, someone like, I can't remember, there's, you know, someone that's going to handle my more online stuff that can handle the sales portion of my business. But, for now I'm enjoying that side of things. But yeah, I don't have to do a ton right now.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, gals, listeners, if you love doing it, that's fine. It just, as long as it's not getting in the way of your business. A lot of people are like, oh, I love cleaning. It's like, well, you ain't going to have $1 million business if you're cleaning toilets. That's for
sure. I do not clean.
But if you're like, I love doing whatever, you know, looking at the sales numbers, checking emails, as long as you really love it, it's not stopping you from growing or living your life. God bless. Do what you want to do. All right. Continue. Yeah.
As far as it comes down to the live event, like my first live event, I was like, oh man, like, you know, leaving for 3 days, like, oh, it's, I'm a small business. What if, you know, what if this and this and this happens? You know, you always have the worst case scenario running through your mind. I think when I got back from that weekend, you know, the things that I learned and the excitement that I had behind me, you know, far exceeded and trumped whatever small things came up while I was gone. So I would definitely recommend if you're on the fence, if I should go or not, you know, obviously you still got to get on a call with Mike to see if you qualify to go, but geez, it's a lifetime changing event that you should definitely try to get involved in because it's, you know, like I've been with Mike going 6-7 years now and it's still going strong. So
the only thing, hey, thank you so much for making me blush. But the only thing I'll add to that is you're not going to get different results doing the same thing, right? So if you're working in your business and you don't want to work in your business anymore, you're going to, whether you come to this event or not, you're going to have to take some time to work on your business, right? So you can drop a decade or more just doing it. You got to at some point stop and go, I want something different. I'm going to elevate, get some perspective on my business. That's another reason I like travel is you physically are away from your business and you can have 2-4 days to just think about your actual business as opposed to the tasks that are required. So I'm just going to encourage you guys, if you want a different outcome, you're going to have to take a massively different approach and event is one option. Last thing is the event is the 14th of April, 2023 is when we check in. So it is coming up like right now. So you were listening to this and it's before the 14th, you want to growmycleaningcupboard.com/live. We still got to book a call. We still got, you know, going to want to travel and all that sort of stuff. So if you're interested sooner than later, don't know that we'll be doing another one of these probably for another couple of years, if at all. So if that's something you want and you want us to help you change your life right away, growmycleaningcupboard.com/live. If you're like, I don't want any of that event crap, but I do need help, you go to growmycleaningcupboard.com. There's 900 podcasts, all sorts of free content. Check it out. growmycleaningcupboard.com. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.